is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Yeah. So not only does God have an expectation of us as believers, we have an expectation of God. How? I'm glad you asked. Jesus said, not the pastor, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you.
Amen.
This sounds like an expectation. Jesus said, I need you to expect something of me when you ask. When you ask, you keep on asking. When you seek, you keep on seeking. When you look to the hill from whence cometh your help and know where your help come from, that's an expectation on my part. And when you expect me to do something, I expect you to receive it. So not only do God have an expectation of us, we have an expectation of God for what God says he will do. The problem we have so today is that we don't even believe what God says he will do. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there shall be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Do you believe it? That's an expectation that the Lord says, if you believe it, there should be an expectation that I will do it. The question and the problem is we don't expect God to do it because you don't know my bills. And the Lord, he asks you about your bills. He owns the silver as well as the gold, the cattle on a thousand hills. If we just start letting God be God and get out of the way, God can do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? When you stop trying to be the head and start letting God be the leader, then God can do all these things in your life. God can't perform a miracle if you always in the way. Get out of the way and let God be God. Because God is looking for you to have an expectation of him, but he has an expectation of us as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all he asks us to do is have faith and believe. We can't get a blessing because our faith is so shallow.
Yeah.
And when we have faith as a little child, here's what he wants us to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A child don't know they can walk until a parent holds that hand out and they take a first step. But they have the belief that if they stumble, there's mama and dad there to catch them. And God, who is our father, wants us to take a step of faith. We've got to stop thinking that we will fall. If you fall, he will pick you up. Anybody falling down? For without faith, it is impossible to please him. So not only does God have an expectation of us, as believers, we have an expectation of God. God says, test me. Test me. In Malachi, test me and see what I will do. We're afraid to test him because the enemy got us so wrapped up that we're afraid to step out on faith. That baby will step out knowing that somebody will catch her. And God said, when you step out, I got you. Antioch. That's the premise by which we have a great expectation of what God has said that's in store for those who love him. What kind of God is it that we serve that love us so much that we only ask? He only asks us to have faith to access all of the things that he has in store. There is a great expectation, Antioch. There is a great expectation.
But God has a great expectation of us, and it is in the church covenant and in our church mission statement. Put the mission statement up there, please. A church covenant is simply a promise among church members regarding how they will conduct themselves in private, in the life of the church, and in the public actions in their public actions in the community. And then our mission statement, there it is what we will do within the church. What mission statement do we have here? We recite it every Sunday. The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is called to be a caring community of Christians committed to developing a personal relationship with our Lord that culminates into a ministry of evangelization, edification, and emancipation in the church and in the community.
Amen, amen.
That's what we say.
Yes.
And that statement is designed to send men and women to do the work the Lord has given us, not just the pastor, not just a few people, but everybody in the house. As believers, as a body of believers, we are first called, and a calling is a special summon to serve, which all believers received as part of their salvation experience. Jesus told them disciples, I need y'all to go. When they wanted to go fishing, Peter, back into his old occupation, go back and do what you used to do. When God called you out of the world, he don't call you to go back into the world. But if you go back into the world, you need to go back into the world with what he called you to do. Yeah. He called us to do the work that he has placed within us. And so we've been called. We've been summoned. The question could be asked, what is your salvation experience like after your call? When God called you, did you answer the calling? For God will not force nor demand anyone to work for him. His only request is that we glorify him. Go to work. When we glorify him, that word glorify means to honor with praise, admiration, and worship. Are we worshiping him? Because this is personal. Are we admiring him? This is personal. Are we lifting him up in worship service with song, waving of our hands, clapping of our hands, maybe even stomping of our feet? Are we giving him glory for who he is? Because when the paraclete that gets on the inside of you does some internal work within you, you cannot hold your peace. When the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, who is a worker in the inside of every man, woman, boy, and girl, when the Holy Spirit takes up residence, it does not leave you. I shared with an individual, once the Holy Spirit comes in, nothing else can get in there. Two spirits can't indwell in the same body. So when you say yes to the Lord comes in through the power of the Holy Spirit. It takes up residence. Don't you dare let that enemy tell you he's in your business. He is not in your business. He lost his. He was over the choir and he lost his business because he wanted God's business. And the moment you go after something that's not yours, that God have not given to you, you're going to lose what you got.
Yes, sir.
Worship and praise, for God inhabit the praises of his
people.
Somebody's reading.
God inhabit the praises of his people. God loves to be exalted. Angels bow before and heaven and earth adoring. And what about us? It don't take all of that. I've heard that before, but it takes a lot more than what we're giving him. God inhabit the praises of his people. He wants us to exalt him. He wants us to lift him up. He wants us to reach out to him. He wants us to call upon him. He wants us to say, I love you. Where is your worship and your praise? Yeah. For God inhabited it. It's all within him. I need it. Angels have a specific responsibility to guard his holiness and worship before him. It makes God feel good when we worship him, because he said, that's my child calling upon me. When your child say thank you, doesn't it make you feel good?
Yeah, yeah.
Same way with God the Father. When we say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Father, for blessing me. Thank you for guarding over and watching over my children. It makes our Heavenly Father feel good. But when you say it to your child, it makes you feel good. God is simply saying, he inhabit the praises of his people. As a church, we place our members into different ministries, and these members are to be trustworthy. They are to be examples and example setters and leaders. They are not caught up in conflicts and cliques. They are not to be caught up in conflicts and cliques, but supporting the pastor in the various ministries of the church.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Church can't grow if there's division in the house. Church can't grow if there's conflict. Church will never grow if you're always complaining. Church will never grow. Because this city is too small. Because if they know it's a conflict here, it's all over the
world.
You see it on the internet. And why should a person come to where there is conflict and confusion? If we are to be a caring community of Christians, we should be seen in the community. Are we really seen in the community? Yeah. I can personally say it. This past week, I was cooking out there, and lo and behold, there was Sister Cot. Had a plate. I asked her, was it chicken spaghetti? She said, no, it wasn't. But here's my point. I did not know Sister Cotton was out there feeding people homely. That was homeless in the parks. I did not know she was doing that. And Sister Amanda said, she'd been doing that. But I never heard her say what she had been doing. I did vaguely hear her say something about it, but we as a body of believers should be having ministry working in the neighborhood. We have called ourselves, where's our mission statement? A caring community of Christians.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to The Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back with the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Today, January the 7th, is Harlem Globetrotters Day. You know, get ready to dribble and have some fun. Because it's not just any day. It's a slam dunk into the hearts of sports entertainment. Every year, this day, we tip our hats to that team that spins basketballs and brings smiles to the world since 1927. The Harlem Globetrotters, not your ordinary basketball team. They turned the basketball court into a stage for comedy, athleticism, and sheer joy. Speaking of comedy, there's the Spirit of Comedy show hosted by Mr. Bow 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 happening this Saturday, starring Little Darryl, Clyde Williams, and Mother Mitty at the Mount Zion Youth Center. That's at 11 16th Street.